Welcome to Murder with the Misses. I'm Darren.
And I'm Amy. And today we're going to talk about the murder of Terry Farber. Ready?
Yep.
In 2012, Dave Krupa, who was just out of a relationship with Amy Flora, who he had two children with, moved to Omaha, Nebraska, taking a job as the manager in an auto shop. A woman walks in one day, and Dave was done. He was a smitten kitten immediately. It has been said that you couldn't help but notice Terry Farber when she entered a room, though. She had such a great personality and a smile that warmed your heart. She was a 37-year-old computer programmer and had a son of her own. The two hit it off and decided to go on a date, but she was the first one to say that she didn't want anything serious. That was music to Dave's ears because he had joined the world of online dating recently and had been enjoying his time as an unattached man. He was honest with any woman that he was seeing, that he was seeing other people as well.
Well, imagine after, he had two kids with Amy. Mm-hmm. They were probably together for a long time, so he probably wasn't looking to get into anything serious real quick.
Right, exactly. So this was perfect for him. And they did go on their first date, and while at the restaurant, Dave's phone started blowing up. Another woman that Dave had been seeing since around the spring, summertime, named Shayna Liz Collier, we're going to call her Liz throughout this, was mad that she couldn't get a response from Dave. When he finally realized she was not going to stop calling and texting, he messaged her that he was on a date and he couldn't respond. Terry and Dave left the restaurant and went to Dave's apartment, and almost immediately Liz showed up, crying, upset, and she was demanding that Dave let her in to get her stuff. Terry decided it would probably be best if she just left and went back to Macedonia, Iowa, which is where she lived. Which, even though it has two different states that we're talking about, there's really only a 38-minute drive between the two cities. Well, Dave did let Liz in, and her and Terry actually passed each other in the hallway, which was awkward. And once Liz got her stuff and left, Dave called Terry and actually ended up going to her house and spending the night that night. Dave and Terry continued to see each other for the next 2 weeks, and on November 9th, someone spray-painted Carrie's SUV while it was in Iowa. Terry had come to stay at Dave's apartment for a week and around November 12th to be closer to work because she had a week-long project to do that started on the 13th. So on the morning of November 13th, Dave left for work around 6:20 a.m. and said Carrie was up and working on her laptop when he said goodbye. At around 9:54 a.m., Terry unfriended Dave on Facebook. And by 10 a.m., 6 minutes later, Dave got a text from Terry saying she wanted them to move in together.
But she was the one that brought up them having something casual and nothing serious after 2 weeks. That's a big change to move in.
You're right. That's a big swap. So Dave politely declined with a one-word text saying no. Because that was the opposite of what they had discussed. And that didn't make Terry too happy because she messaged him back saying she hated him. And she was dating someone else and she didn't want to see him anymore. And I'm going to say messaging from here on out because there were texts and emails from Carrie throughout this story. Carrie also messaged to her teenage son and her mom saying she was moving to Kansas. But then she did not respond when her mom texted asking questions about why she was moving to Kansas. She didn't even come home for her half-brother's wedding or any other important events that were coming up. And her mom did say that she was diagnosed bipolar, but she had been doing really well, so this was out of the ordinary for her. They had been communicating daily, so when there hadn't been a response, she reported Carrie missing on November 16th.
A parent for sure knows when something's up with their kids, no matter what the age. Props to the mom for picking up on that.
Yeah, because as they get older and they're adults and they live their own lives, You don't contact each other as often or see each other as much, but this definitely raised red flags.
Definitely.
So, plus the message that Carrie was sending Liz and Dave were very threatening. And even Amy, Dave's baby mama, she was getting threatening messages from Carrie. Odd behavior for a casual fling of 2 weeks. Carrie's employer actually got a text from Carrie saying she was resigning and sending Liz to replace her. And also on the 16th, Carrie's debit card was used twice. And on the 17th, Carrie's mom got a text from Carrie of a $5,000 check that Liz had made out to Carrie and texted her mom to let her mom know to let Liz into the house to get a bedroom set that Carrie had allegedly sold to her. Mom was suspicious, so she called the cops. And when they pinged the phone, because remember, Carrie was already reported missing at this time, the cops saw that the text was sent from an area in Omaha near Liz's house. And in January of 2013, Carrie's SUV was found in Dave's parking lot. The cops were called, and when they dusted for prints, they found one print on a container of mint, but it wasn't Carrie's.
One finger print.
One.
It wasn't the person who owned the car.
No.
That's a big red flag. It had to be wiped down. Even if Carrie cleaned the car and wiped everything down, it's highly likely that she would have, you know, touched something.
Right.
Like the door handle or steering wheel or seat belt, all kinds of things.
Right. It's highly unlikely that, even if you cleaned your car thoroughly, you're still going to touch something when you shut the door or when you, you know, put things away. It's just really odd. And it's about to get weirder. Because in August of 2013, Shannon called Dave and said someone had broken into her garage and spray painted the wall saying, "Core," from Dave. And then someone set her house on fire and she had two dogs and some other pets inside.
That's really sad. Those poor animals didn't do anything. And Liz is telling the cops that this is Carrie doing all this.
Right. Yeah. So Liz shows the cops messages from Carrie of her admitting to doing it.
Okay.
And Dave said it was very common for he and Liz to just be chilling on the couch and messages would just start flooding in from Carrie to both of them. So Dave bolted. He moved to Iowa because it was getting too wild in Omaha. And since he was now in Iowa, two Iowa detectives took on the case. Well, by 2015, one of these detectives decided to take a different approach to the case. Since no one had physically seen Carrie in years, because she was only communicating through emails, texts, and Facebook posts, even to her son, because he did send one asking her, well, telling her, "If this is you, I want you at my graduation," and she never showed up. But the detective decided to look at it like maybe Carrie was dead, and that now that's what they needed to prove. And when they were questioning Liz, she told them that she was getting threatening messages from Amy.
You mean Carrie?
No, Amy, the mother of Dave's children. Liz told the detectives that she thought Amy had actually been sending the threatening messages pretending to be Carrie. And this was super suspicious to the detectives.
Like they switched tactics, so Liz switched tactics too.
Right. Okay. Right. That wasn't working, so let's try something else.
Yeah, okay.
So Liz, it's about to get wild. Liz was out at the park one day, and she and Amy came up. She said Amy came up and shot her in the leg. Not just in the leg, but through her femur. I mean, ow. But instead of the cops looking into Amy for all these allegations, they started thinking Liz was involved in Carrie disappearing. So her tactic was not working. And oh, how the turns have tabled. The office, you get it? They start searching phone records of Dave and Liz to see where the texts from Carrie were actually coming from. They found 15,000 emails to Dave over that 3-year period. And the total was more like 25,000 to 50,000 in all. And also on Liz's phone was a picture of Carrie's car that was taken a month prior to it showing up in Dave's parking lot. And there was a picture of a woman tied up. It was actually sent to Dave from an account registered to Carrie. And during their search, they found out that Liz had actually spent around 50 hours a week impersonating Carrie, and that she had as many as 30 fake email addresses to do it. Like, that's a full-time job with overtime.
That's crazy. She actually had apps that letters schedule times and send texts and emails from fake accounts so that it is, you know, how Liz and Dave would, were getting, that's how Liz and Dave were getting the messages right whenever they were chilling on the couch.
Right, right. Huh. It's, I didn't even know those things existed, but apparently they do.
But, I mean, so Carrie was a computer programmer.
She was, yes.
And was Liz a computer programmer?
No, no, I don't
Because she sent Liz, supposedly sent Liz, of course I did air quotes, you know, I can't see it, but supposedly sent Liz to replace her.
Right, who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, I quit my job, but I'm going to send somebody else to do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, so obviously she has some kind of knowledge about it.
Who?
Liz.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily she had knowledge to do the job. I bet she could have tried to fake it, but she was so delusional. Like, this is not normal behavior.
No.
So she probably thought, yeah, that it can't be too hard, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in and do it. So they decided that they were going to trick Miss Liz. And they told her that they believed her, that Amy was doing all this. And they asked her to respond to Amy and ask what she did with Carrie. And that's when Liz miraculously brought them emails from Amy saying that she had stabbed Carrie to death in her car and put her body in trash bags. The cops traced the IP address to Liz, the one that came from Amy.
Hmm.
Yeah, but they also went back and searched Carrie's car because this gave them a little bit of new information. It had dark interior, so in their initial investigation, they didn't notice anything odd. So when they went back this time, with this knowledge, they removed the seat covers, and sure enough, there was blood in the passenger seat foam, like the cushion. The front passenger seat tested positive for blood, and through the wild and wonderful world of technology, they found out it was Carrie.
There was only blood in the passenger seat of Carrie's car. There was, and it was hers.
Right, and I don't know how often you ride in the passenger seat of your car.
Of your own car.
As a single person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of odd that there's blood on the passenger side. But they had enough to get a search warrant for Liz's place. And in Liz's place, they found Carrie's digital camera and her camcorder. And when they ran Liz's prints, guess what?
They matched the one print that was on the single, that single print that was on the mints. In Carrie's car.
Got it in one guess. So on December 22nd, 2016, Liz was charged with Carrie's murder. Her lawyer argued that with no crime scene, no murder weapon, no body, etc., etc., that they couldn't get her for murder. There was no proof that Carrie was dead. But the detectives were still working, scrambling really, to get anything else that they could. They went back to talk to Dave, and before they left, they asked him if there was anything else he could think of, or if there was any other information he had. And it seems old Dave had been looking into some storage boxes and came across an old tablet of Liz's. It had an SD card in it. The cops put it in the computer, but it was empty. But when they clicked on the deleted folder, around 1,000 pictures came up.
People always forget about the deleted folders on their computers, phones, mm-hmm. all their devices and everything. Basically, delete means move it to another folder.
That's exactly what it does.
You still got to delete it from there and then get rid of it from the trash.
Right. You got to clean the trash out, too.
It's a three-step process.
That's how it always works, unless it's something I really need, and then somehow it disappears forever and I can't find it. But everything else is just right there. But as they're sifting through all these pictures, they come across something weird. Pictures of body parts. Decomposing body parts. And one of these pictures is a foot that has a Chinese symbol tattooed on it. And guess who had a tattoo on their foot of a Chinese symbol for the word mother?
And there's your smoking gun.
That's right. Miss Carrie had that tattoo. So Liz was convicted of first-degree murder on December 22nd, 2016, and got life in prison without the possibility of parole. And at that same sentencing, she was also sentenced to an additional 18 to 20 years for second degree arson for setting her own house on fire.
Well, that's good. It's sad that you said, you know, she sacrificed her own animals to cover up her crimes.
That's very sad. They didn't do anything.
She didn't even get no charges for like animal cruelty or anything like that.
I didn't see anything about that on there.
Wow.
I know. I was looking for it too because that's how it should work, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you get arson and it, you know, if you kill any animals or anything like that, like intentionally.
Right. That was kill intentional. Animals,
that, yeah. That's cruelty to animals.
It's very sad. But Liz does maintain her innocence to this day.
I bet she does. But I know I don't have any pictures of decomposing body parts on any of my devices.
Right. I mean, I do now. Yeah, that I mean, I've been researching this case.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, now that we're like doing these true crime deals, you know, yeah, we got these pictures and stuff like that, but.
But we didn't take them.
No, we took them from the internet.
Oh, our search histories are probably so disturbing.
Yeah, some of them are. They're pretty bad.
Whoops, sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, so she spent so much time doing all this.
Yeah.
Did she not, you know, have anyone close in her life that picked up on her acting funny or wondering, you know, like who she was texting all the time?
Well, oddly enough, she'd actually met another man and moved in with him in July of 2013 and stayed there with her two kids. Mind you, think of all the things that she's done, and she's got two kids. But she stayed there until around December of, or January. So December 2015, January 2016. So remember the timeline. Her house was set on fire in August of 2013. She was already living with this man when she set her own house on fire. And her and Dave were actually even still seeing each other right before the house fire. She said that she was moving, and then the cops found out it's because she was evicted. And so her and the kids had left the house around 3 in the afternoon, and she came back to the house around 7:30 the next morning and discovered the fire. Air quotes. By the time the firefighters arrived, after she called, there was already smoke, or still smoke, but the fire had already cooled off. Like, it wasn't even on fire anymore. And when they investigated the fire, they found 6 different points of origin, and that there had been accelerants used. But remember, we had those emails from Carrie saying that Carrie had set the fire, so when they investigated it, Liz wasn't a suspect.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for somebody to go to this link, you know, I mean, you know, she's already living with another man and she was seeing Dave. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, what? She got to have everybody for herself?
I guess so. Some people are like that, though. I mean, yeah, and she's got kids. I mean, the fact that I found out she had kids, I was just like, well, it was a gut punch. Because who knows, if she's this manipulative and domineering, and just imagine.
I mean, you know, just to take the time to set up all that.
To set it up.
Good Lord.
30 emails.
What email was that? Addresses. I mean, 15,000 emails in 3 years.
Just to date.
Just to date. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, all in all, there was 25,000 to 50,000 messages
and
that
so
she
was
sent.
That, so was that like automatic emails?
Not all of them. Some of them she would send live.
so she was like basically acting as Carrie. Basically, she took Carrie's place.
She was acting as Carrie and she was acting as Amy. Because remember, she was getting messages from Amy. And then anytime the cops would say, well, can you ask her about this? She could miraculously produce this email from Amy saying, I did that too. Yeah. So she ruined her life, her kids' life, Carrie's family's life, Amy's life, her kids' life, because I mean, it's stressful. And then day two, and he was just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, he was just trying to be a bachelor.
That's what he was doing.
He was just trying to be a bachelor. He wasn't trying to get enough serious and everything.
And he was very honest about that.
And he actually liked Carrie.
He did. Well, have you seen her? She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's very
beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah.
So, I could see. And everybody has said that her personality is what her kicker was, not even just that she was pretty.
Yeah, but good Lord, I mean, you know, Liz or whatever, you know, she's seen that he's with somebody at the time. Move on.
She could not. And, I mean, apparently Dave couldn't either because they kept getting back together, him and Liz, even after Carrie.
I think that was more of like a rebound.
Well, a familiarity. Like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just knew her and he's like, well, you know.
Well, and he believed her. He thought that Carrie was the crazy one because he'd only been with her for 2 weeks. So he didn't really know her like he knew Liz, who he'd been with for months. So he probably really did believe her. And I bet she was a pretty good actress. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Only to find out she's the crazy one.
There's always one in the bunch.
Mountain right there fell off the rock.
Well, you're going to have a lot of time to think about it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yep. And this night was interesting.
Twisty, turny.
Yeah, it was all over the place. That was, that you have to go to extreme lengths to do that, but I'm glad she got caught.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, she kind of built herself a stack of evidence for them with all her messaging and all her... I mean, she had to know that Carrie had a kid, like a teenage son, her mom.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. She's a mom.
Yeah.
And then she just took
another kid's mom
away from her. You know, that's what's mind blowing.
Dave must be magic. Hey, Dave.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Hope you guys tune in next time for our next one. We have a lot of fun doing this, and we hope to put out a lot more. I'm Darren.
No, maybe.
Bye.
Bye.